We are bombarded with all kinds of messaging in media every day. Who's the hottest artist? What's the latest trend in social media? What massive tweet will change the civic or religious landscape? What's the next in thing? Messaging's not so bad if we keep it in perspective. And that's what we're going to do right now, today. Keep life in perspective as we listen intently for God's message so all the others will make sense. Welcome to Message Daily with your host, author, speaker, L. David Harris.
Peace and blessings, listening friends. We know that you could have chosen to spend your time doing any one of a number of things, but I'm excited that you have chosen instead to invest some of it with us. This is L. David Harris. I am your host, and this is Message Daily, where we give you God's Word every single day, and today is no exception. We are continuing in our devotional series titled Redemption Through the Book of Isaiah under the caption, The Power of God's Word. The Power of God's Word. We'll get into that in just a moment, but let's pray, and then we'll get underway. Father in heaven, thank you for giving us this privilege to open your word again and for this time of preparation. Father, please open our understanding and help us to live like Jesus lived, minister like Jesus ministered. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen again. The power of God's word. I admit that if I were to hear that kind of a title, I would be expecting a certain conversation. When God speaks, it happens, right? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And when Jesus created the world, right, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. When he spoke and said, "Let there be light," there was light. When he spoke and said, "Let the waters come forth," with all of the water creatures, the sea creatures, ocean creatures, rivers and lakes and streams and everything else on planet Earth, it happened. Why? Because he spoke his word, and in his word is power. Also, I would probably expect, like when the Bible says that the word of God is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. It searches out our guts. It discerns the heart, the intents of every human being's heart. I would expect that discussion. But the reality here, and it would all be true, but the reality here with our brief discussion today is the power of God's word in the life of the believer. The power of God's word in the life of the believer. Does the word of God conflict with the life of the believer? Maybe I said it backwards. Does my life come into conflict with the word of God? You see me, you hear me on a regular basis, and I use Bible verses and I share whatever that happens to be. The way I live, is it aligned with the word of God? The same is the question for you when you're speaking to your neighbors, your relatives, the people who are closest to you in your homes. It's COVID time. We are closer than we've ever been. The words that you use, the life that you live with those who are closest to you, that see you when you're at your most frustrated, do they see that the word of God and which you live go together? Or is there a stark contrast, a massive conflict? Well, we know that in the life of Jesus, there was no conflict. His word and what he did always lined up. In fact, I'm reading from the chapter from the book Desire of Ages, titled At Capernaum, and it reads on page 253, all who heard the Savior were astonished at his doctrine. Those were his teachings. His teachings came from the word of God, yes, as they had in that day, the Old Testament. For his word was with power. He taught them as one having authority, not as the scribes. And this principle comes from Luke chapter 4, verse 32, and Matthew chapter 7, verse 29. And so for the word of God to be effectual in the lives of those that we witness to, now we understand what the context here is. Those that we hope to win for Christ, those whose confidence that we want to have so that when they see our little light shining, they will glorify our Father, which is in heaven. We need the Holy Spirit to help us live that life. We need the Holy Spirit to help us to brighten the corner where we are. We need the Holy Spirit to teach us to abide in Christ so that the Christ of the Bible can abide in us, so that when we ask what we will, it shall be done unto us. Let me continue the quote. The teaching of the scribes and elders was cold and formal, like a lesson learned by rote. You see, we can quote scriptures all we want, and of course, the scriptures are effective, right? But if our lives are in conflict, well, what good is it when I'm speaking to someone who's in need? How can I speak about kindness from the Bible when I'm unkind? How can I speak of the power of God unto salvation from Paul's writings when in my life I'm still addicted to pride? I'm addicted to self. I'm addicted to bad words. I'm addicted to unholy entertainment. How can I speak the words of God with power when the power of God's word is not manifest in my life? How can I speak the health message when I eat and drink whatever way I choose and don't get rest at night and I am not doing the things that God would have revealed to his prophets? Well, to them, the word of God possessed no vital power. I'm continuing the quote. Their own ideas and traditions were substituted for its teaching. In the accustomed round of service, they professed to explain the law, but no inspiration from God stirred their own hearts or the hearts of their hearers. See, for those of you who believe, and I hope none of you are that way, but you may believe that the power of God is resident in his word, and it doesn't matter how we live. It doesn't matter the vessel, because God, quote, can use anyone. But the Bible says, you know, Paul speaking to the Romans, that there are some of us that actually give people reason to blaspheme because they see that we don't believe what we teach. We don't practice what we teach. I think there's a word for that in the Bible and in our modern way of speaking. It's called hypocrisy. Hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is one of the greatest, besides an unkind spirit and pride, it is one of the biggest impediments to the gospel. And so Jesus did not teach hypocrisy. He did not live hypocrisy. The word of God was manifest in his life, so it was always lined up. Let me continue the quote. Jesus had nothing to do with the various subjects of dissension among the Jews. It was his work to present the truth. His words shed a flood of light upon the teachings of the patriarchs and the prophets, and the scriptures came to men as new revelation. Can you imagine? New revelation. Never before had his hearers perceived such a depth of meaning in the word of God. Jesus met the people on their own ground as one who was acquainted with their perplexities. And so really, the power of God's word in our context for this Friday today, the power of God's word in this context is lived out in the life of the believer. Yes. So when your neighbor needs help, can he or she rely on you that if you can, you will help? When somebody you know is down and out and needs prayer, can that person rely on you to speak a word of prayer and then check back up on him or her when they are going through their greatest trials? Huh? When there are difficulties at your workplace, can people count on you not to stir the pot of dissension or of the trouble that is happening there, but to be as a peacemaker, living peaceably with all people, inasmuch as it lieth unto you? Well, that's something for all of us to have to answer for ourselves, honestly. But God's word is powerful. But the question is it powerful in my life and in yours? Have a wonderful day.
Thanks for joining us, listening friends. Always remember, what God says matters most. His message shared through our lives has the power to change the world today and provide hope for the future. This has been Message Daily with L. David Harris. Until next time, make it a great day.